Well, we're on the telephone with Brent Van Regenmorter, who is managing member of the Oak Street Station in Inwood, Iowa. Brent, congratulations on receiving one of those cost share funding grants from the state. Tell us about your plans there for your new fueling site there.
We are building a new flex fuel fueling station in Inwood, Iowa. Suppose I'm starting that here in about, I think about a month here, we'll be doing the starting some groundwork on that. And I guess, yeah, we're just excited. I guess Terry Branstad kind of nailed it off today, how he said it. You know, we're really excited to have this, this fuel that we can use that's, you know, locally made here and support the local economy, the farmers, you know, using what we can make locally in our area. I guess, you know, that's just what we have really strong feelings about, and we're excited to offer it in different forms that many people can just make their own decision on and use. So
up to this point, you just been offering E10 then, or?
No, we did start a flex fuel program here about 5 years ago, actually. We're just, you know, extremely limited in space, and we currently don't offer a biodiesel. We're also going to be offering the biodiesel when we get to our new fueling site also. We're just a kind of a, you know, an old Sinclair station, small town gas station, and we're going to try, we're moving out onto a US 18, US Highway 18, getting a larger traffic count, hopefully just, you know, getting more awareness out there for the 85 and rest of the flex fuels in between also and the bio.
Pretty good community support for the renewable fuels?
Yes, yep. We've seen decent luck with it so far on the mid-grades we have now, too. People are excited about the option and the price point, too. The ethanol market and the fuel market kind of varies every once in a while. They'll be a spread, on that basis change. And here right now, too, the ethanol is at a reasonable rate. People are excited. Just in the past month, I've had more people asking about the E85 product because of the price flexibility. So, like I said, we're just excited to offer this product, giving customers a choice to support a local growing product that's right here in our area, and we hope for interest from the general public too to use the product, to have interest, to ask us questions about it, and get the knowledge out there to them too, to know what they're using, what they're burning in their vehicles. So.